Capitol Hill Road. The top right corner shows the existing roadway and the width that's there with the 6-foot sidewalk and 2 travel lanes. The middle box shows the proposed configuration where we're putting in the 12-foot ultimate sidewalk and we're putting in 3 travel lanes, 10 feet each, with a total curb-to-curb width of 30 feet. Below that is a graphic that we worked on coordinating with PBOT of what does the ultimate road look like, and it has that 3 lanes, 12-foot sidewalks on both sides, with either 15-foot shared travel lanes for the bike and car, or you could put a 5-foot bike lane in and the travel lanes. What we're ultimately trying to achieve here is we're building a little more than half of the street on our side of the road, setting things up so that if a bike lane is indeed desired in the long term, that can be provided when the north property is built out. So we're not precluding bike lanes. We're just not able to physically build all this today with the stormwater rules and everything else that comes into play. There's been suggestions along the way of taking the sidewalk along Safeway's frontage and making that narrower and trying to carve a bike lane out of that. We talked about doing that, and the concern is, okay, we've just sacrificed now the ultimate goal of trying to have that wider pedestrian facility for a near-term goal. So we're trying to set things up for the ultimate cross-section of the road. There was a comment Mr. Bach made about potentially striping the transition from Barber Boulevard to the Multnomah ramp with green painting, and from my perspective, we would have no problem with that. We're going to be working out a striping plan with PBOT and ODOT. If they agree with it, I think that's something that could certainly be done.
You'll put that into your discussions with them?
Yes, we could.
Thank you.
There was also some mention made by Mr. Lydon about why do we have this 280-page traffic study that doesn't address bicycles or pedestrians. And it's a fair comment. If you read through it, we do focus really heavily on the cars, and that, frankly, is what the standards that we have to address in the traffic study require. It's a capacity analysis based on vehicles. What I think is a mischaracterization is to say that study was all that was done and pedestrians and bicycles weren't considered. As I walked through my presentation earlier, we went to great lengths to work with TriMet, PBOT, and ODOT to try to address what we saw as a number of pedestrian and bicycle and transit issues, and worked cooperatively with the neighborhood to frankly accommodate all of them except this being able to build the bike lane on Capitol Hill Road today. So I think we have made great strides, and we have put a lot of effort into making this work for pedestrians and bicycles. With that, I have nothing more unless you have questions.
Any discussion? Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now it's time for council discussion. Mr. Kruger, or as staff, and show, come forward. Any, maybe starting with transportation, working backwards, any reactions, responses to what you heard from either side?
I appreciated the testimony of Mr. Bach and Mr. Lydon. I will take back, as we work through the public works permit process, some of the suggestions about painting. Again, we're at the mercy of Oregon Department of Transportation and some of their facilities, so I can't sit here and make promises without a conversation there, but we will give it our best shot related to the painting. I'm quite nervous about trying to skinny up travel lanes that are already pretty narrow on a street that's got curves on it. Just try and squeeze a little bit out to give a little bit more to a shared sidewalk. We don't have a situation that I can think of in the city where we're encouraging bike use permanently to share that space with the sidewalk. So I think we need to carefully look at that if that's something we want to consider as an alternative. But that would be in a discussion of an entire corridor, not an infill piece of a bike lane. As many of you know, we've wrestled with infill sidewalk improvements. Trying to get infill bike lane improvements is exponentially much harder because the bike lane really needs a corridor to function and serve. You get limited benefit from infill sidewalk as it starts to occur.
In the bike master plan, which hasn't yet been adopted into the transportation system plan, is Capitol Hill Road a city bikeway?
It is. The goal identified in the bikeway is to have it can be either a stripe or a shared facility. We are not limited from striping that with Sharrows at this time with this project.
But it's not going to be upgraded from a local service
street?
It will be. It would be a city bikeway under the, but we haven't adopted that into the transportation system plan, so the goalpost rule applies.
They would change. And my understanding that the city bike plan would be adopted with the TSB update occurring in a year and a half.
Okay.
But I don't understand. I mean, I guess this is an internal city decision. If we were, help me understand why this, whether or not the bike lanes show up, because the right-of-way will be there. Isn't that an internal city decision what to do with our right-of-way? At least as an option. That option is something we can decide separate and apart from what, with this going forward?
City traffic engineer has complete authority to designate striping lanes if we wanted to take out the left turn lane or narrow that up, or potentially.
15 feet is wide.
It is.
Okay. And then the other question I had on related to that is the, I want to push back and hear your response. I mean, while, are you saying that we can't stripe the bike lane now because it doesn't show up in TSP, or we don't want to because it doesn't begin and end anywhere? And one could also argue, get something down there so that, you know, it helps sort of, it's a reminder to everyone who sees it that it needs to be connected.
The cleanest answer is we don't have the available asphalt width to stripe a bike lane and maintain the travel lanes at the desired dimensions to allow the vehicle traffic to work. We would need at least 3 or 4 more feet on the other side of Capitol Hill to begin to stripe a bike lane.
So when the properties on the north side develop, that's when we'll restripe.
Right. Of importance to note, the bike master plan, it actually, the plan changes immediately uphill, upstream to the north of the Safeway site. So it was very specific. It specifically looked at this location and called for a different kind of treatment, and then that treatment goes away on up Capitol Hill.
And is there a crosswalk on the east side of that intersection? On the opposite side from Safeways by Barber Rentals, is there a signalized cross? Okay. So bikes could share that sidewalk, use the cross light, the crosswalk on, because noting that it's outside of downtown, so bicycles are actually allowed on sidewalks, right?
Correct.
So they could, children coming from the school and wanting to cross to go to Capitol Hill School Way could come on the sidewalk, use the crosswalk, and then continue on.
That's correct.
That way. Thank you.
And if I may just add, I recognize I'm the transportation expert. There was a comment brought up related to the stormwater and different impervious surfaces. I just want to try to attempt this to do this for my friends in Bureau of Environmental Services. There is a clear designation that when you're adding impervious surface for sidewalk, that the street trees that will be required to be planted are the mitigation for that impervious surface. But it's not vehicle surface. So there's a clear differentiation between adding asphalt in the roadway versus adding asphalt or impervious surface on the sidewalk.
And are there street trees in this?
They will be required, yes.
Right. Thank you. That's very helpful.
Other discussion? All right.
Ms. Bergoli, do we need to amend the hearings officer report to add back the condition? Have we already done that?
Yes. In my memo, I attached replacement pages that would replace those pages that make the correction to the hearings officer's report. So that would have to occur as well.
Okay. I'm open to council.
I'd like to make a motion to make that amendment.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Council discussion of the motion. Carla, can you please call the vote on the motion?
Fritz.
I didn't hear any objection to that in testimony. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Are you forgetting about Commissioner Leonard?
He's after you.
I'm after you.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. It's just a test, Randy, to see if you're paying
attention. Yeah, to see if you're still here.
Leonard.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Motion approved.
I would move to adopt the hearings officer's report with conditions and recommendations as amended.
It's been moved and seconded. Unless there's additional council discussion, Carla, can you please call the vote?
Fritz.
It's really good to hear that this has been a very collaborative process with lots of neighborhood input, staff working with the applicant on a very challenging site. I am supporting the motion and not willing to do the bicycle improvements on Capitol Hill Road at this time because it's not adopted. So the goalpost rule does apply. And we are requiring significant bicycle improvements on Barber, as well as very pleasant pedestrian improvements. I'm very excited to see that. I think it's that the bus pullout is going to make the whole system work much better and be safer for both pedestrians and bicyclists. And I'm quite excited about this whole project. I really appreciate the hard work that both staff and the applicant and the neighborhood, and thanks to the citizens who took the time to come down on this Thursday afternoon to see if there was any final tweaks, which indeed we heard from both the applicants and staff that, that there's some things that we can do. And also we're all put on notice that we need to continue to be considering all of the aspirational goals and get them into our adopted transportation system plan. Thank you. Aye.
First, I want to say I think we've set a record today. I believe that this is the most concise hearing we've had on such a matter in my 3 years. We're about to set a record of concluding our deliberations in less than an hour and a half. I want to thank everyone for a very thoughtful, concise presentation, staff, applicant, our citizen testifiers. There are no formal objections to this land use application. That's the most relevant thing before us, and we have a thoughtful set of recommendations and an amendment. While it is not germane to my vote, I would like to say that I certainly appreciate the investment that Safeway is making in our community, and I also appreciate the philanthropic investment they've made. And again, that has no bearing on my vote on this land use matter, but since Safeway is here, I would like to thank them for their work. And also, we often hear that the lengthy time that people spend working through our land use labyrinth, expressed in a different way, sometimes there's even a criticism that's expressed here. So to have an applicant acknowledge a lengthy, comprehensive process, but also take the time to point out that staff has been helpful, cooperative, and to compliment staff is certainly something we appreciate. Our rules are designed to get to the right outcome, not to provide, to impose undue burdens on applicants. And we are also very proud of the staff, professional staff, that represents the city in these negotiations. So you've done something right if it comes to this point and there are no formal objections. I, too, am excited about your expansion plans. While I am one of three members of the council that actually doesn't live in Southwest Portland, nonetheless, I know this is an important destination for people in this community. So thank you. Thanks to staff and thanks to the citizen testifiers. And I know that while they did not fully expect to make fundamental changes in this proceeding, they have salted the record for issues we can discuss in a different time, in a different form. So I appreciate you taking the time to join us today. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I appreciate everybody's testimony. This is a I think it meets all the standards, and it's an outstanding proposal. So it's a tremendous reinvestment that Safeway has been making through many of its stores throughout the city, and it doesn't go unnoticed. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Museum Place Safeway was the first time Safeway may have done underground parking.
Well, we had Lloyd Center for many years.
Oh, okay, Lloyd Center.
But
Safeway has really, in its redevelopment of stores throughout the city, really set the bar very high. And this looks like it's going to, again, meet that bar, if not exceed it. And I think the pedestrian improvements and everything, the circulation improvements, are just going to be remarkable. So I'm pleased to vote aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Adams?
Good-looking store. Great job on the site planning. It's definitely going to improve the gateway to the entire part of Southwest Portland. Appreciate the comments of the folks from the neighborhood and the great problem-solving work of the staff teams. And I, too, want to thank you for the reinvestment in your stores around the city. We have a food desert, a grocery store initiative, and if you were to pull out of this site, it would immediately become a food desert. So thank you for instead reinvesting in it. So, aye. So approved. Now we'll move. Please call the vote on the next item.
Fritz.
I have to say that there are many veterans of Southwest Portland transportation improvements, and Ms. Fergoli is a one of those who worked very hard on the Southwest Community Plan and various other planning projects. And indeed, Don Bach, who was a leader, has been a leader in the community for as long as I've been active and living there. So it's of immense pleasure to see this great new store going in. One, I've been going to the old store since my children were in their baby buggies, and my youngest is now a senior in college. So I will personally be patronizing your store and looking forward to that. But it's part of the Barbara Street Plan, and it exceeds many of the standards in that. And it does represent a significant investment not only in a great new store and wonderful employment opportunities, but also in improving the pedestrian and bike facilities in Southwest Portland. So if we could just get that sidewalk. Is anybody from ODOT here? No. Just mention that, you know, the connection from the Burlingame area with a sidewalk would be so lovely. So we'll keep working on that. But there's always more to do, but I do want to thank you very much for your diligence on this one. Aye.
Fish?
I'm just thinking, Mayor, I was being lighthearted earlier, but has there been a time in Portland's history
when there were actually two members of the council from Southwest Portland?
The odds of it are...
We'll have to ask our historian.
Been
here the longest. Commissioner Leonard? Are you near...
We can ask Ebenezer Leonard for the answer.
Are you near a Google machine?
Anyway, again, thank you all for your excellent presentation today. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I know as soon as Commissioner Leonard goes to work for the archives, we'll get that answer.
That's right. Working majority on the council.
Anyway, I want to thank the staff also for their hard work, BES, BDS, transportation, and hope I'm not leaving anybody else out, but good work also. Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Adams.
Thank you. Aye. So approved. We are adjourned for the week.
I see you. Excellent work.